Hare Krishna. Question from Vrindavaneshwari Mataji. What is Pushti in Bhakti or Pushti in Bhakti as Vallabhacharya explains it? And what is the difference between Pushti Bhakti and Tushti Bhakti? Answer. Pushti Marga is one of the paths of Bhakti. It is taught by Vallabhacharya. And he explains that basically Bhakti ultimately satisfies our heart. So, Pushti, Tushti, Kshitapaya. These three words are used in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 11th canto, to describe how, to give a metaphor to explain how Bhakti works. Bhakti Pareshanubha Virakti Ranyatracha. So, when we eat food, what happens? We get Pushti, we get nourishment. Tushti, we get satisfaction. And Kshitapaya, the hunger goes away. Similarly, bhakti pareshanubhava virakti ranyatracha. Similarly, when we practice bhakti, we get satisfaction through the experience of para-isha anubhava, the experience of the transcendental Lord. And that leads to virakti ranyatracha. That leads to detachment from worldly things. Now, the Pushti Marga is basically Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami, they were soon after the time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vallabhacharya were more or less contemporaries. And Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami have written about the principles of bhakti. And basically, they compare, just as in the analysis of bhakti as given by Rupa Goswami, in the sadhana bhakti, there is Vaidhi bhakti and Raga bhakti. So similarly, the Pushti Marga is roughly parallel to the level of Raga Bhakti. So the idea is that when the soul satisfies the Supreme Lord, by satisfying the Supreme Lord, the soul also becomes satisfied, and that's how we get the ultimate spiritual nourishment, and we become one with the Lord, not in existence but in desires. Karishye vachanam tava. As Krishna tells Arjuna at the end of the Bhagavad Gita in 18.73. Now, Tushti Bhakti, the word, compound word is Pushti Marga. It is not Tushti Marga. But Tushti in general refers to satisfaction. So, Tushti is one of the results that comes when we practice Bhakti, whether it is with the process that we are practicing right now within Gaudiya Vaishnavism, or it is as Vallabha Acharya has taught in his organization. The important point is that Rupa Goswami does acknowledge that yes, the Raga Marga is also one kind of bhakti that is being practiced, and that can lead to spiritual advancement, and it is an advanced level of bhakti if one comes to that level of selfless love. So the way bhakti is analyzed, the specific nomenclature used, that can vary from tradition to tradition. Because different traditions may stress different aspects of scripture. And based on those aspects of scripture, they may derive certain terms, emphasize certain terms. And that's how the emphasis can vary. So the important point is we need to move from our self-centered devotion towards selfless devotion. And that's what the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition guides us to do by the practice of Bhakti Yoga. Thank you. Hare Krishna.